So a big question that we're facing now, and have been for quite a number of years now, are we at risk of a nuclear attack? Now, there's a bigger question that's probably actually more important than that, is the notion of permanently eliminating the possibility of a nuclear attack, eliminating the threat altogether. And I would like to make a case to you that over the years since we first developed atomic weaponry, until this very moment, we've actually lived in a dangerous nuclear world that's characterized by two phases, which I'm going to go through with you right now. First of all, we started off the nuclear age in 1945. The United States had developed a couple of atomic weapons through the Manhattan Project, and the idea was very straightforward. We would use the power of the atom to end the atrocities and the horror of this unending World War II that we had been involved in Europe and in the Pacific. And in 1945, we were the only nuclear power. We had a few nuclear weapons, two of which we dropped on Japan in Hiroshima, a few days later in Nagasaki in August of 1945, killing about 250,000 people between those two. And for a few years, we were the only nuclear power on Earth. But by 1949, the Soviet Union had decided it was unacceptable to have us as the only nuclear power, and they began to match what the United States had developed. And from 1949 to 1985 was an extraordinary time of a buildup of a nuclear arsenal that no one could possibly have imagined back in the 1940s. So by 1985, each of those red bombs up here is equivalent of 1,000 warheads. The world had 65,000 nuclear warheads and seven members of something that came to be known as the Nuclear Club. And it was an extraordinary time, and I'm going to go through some of the mentality that Americans and the rest of the world were experiencing, but I want to just point out to you that 95% of the nuclear weapons at any particular time since 1985 going forward, of course, were a part of the arsenals of the United States and the Soviet Union. After 1985, and before the breakup of the Soviet Union, we began to disarm from a nuclear point of view. We began to counter-proliferate. And we dropped the number of nuclear warheads in the world to about a total of 21,000. It's a very difficult number to deal with because what we've done is we've, quote unquote, decommissioned some of the warheads. They're still probably usable. They could be recommissioned. But the way they count things, which is very complicated, we think we have about a third of the nuclear weapons we had before. But we also, in that period of time, added two more members to the nuclear club, Pakistan and North Korea. So we stand today with a still fully armed nuclear arsenal among many countries around the world, but a very different set of circumstances. So I'm going to talk about a nuclear threat story in two chapters.